welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 68 days until March Madness tips off.
68 days. Back with another episode. Hope everyone's having a great new year thus far. If you're wondering why I'm in a new place, I am in a new apartment. The acoustics are not great. I don't have a chair. I don't have a desk. So I'm working on the floor, as you can see.
Yeah.
So much change is needed, but a podcast was necessary. So you'll be seeing what happens with my setup soon, but this is not great. So we'll see.
Yeah, but what is great is we're doing another episode. We did not, unfortunately, do a weekend episode because obviously we didn't have time. I mean, your break was what, 2 weeks long?
And 3 weeks long.
Yeah, 3 weeks long. I have another 3 weeks, I have another 2 weeks, which is kind of crazy to me. I mean, everyone's at school already, and it's me another 2 weeks home alone. So, yeah, I am at home, back on Zoom. But, hey, let's just go over the top 25 recap. What day do we start on? Start on Tuesday. Top 25 recap.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What about it?
Just wanted to know what day we had to start on. Well, we did an episode Tuesday, so let's start on Tuesday because that is the most logical.
Let's just cover the top 25.
You want to cover the top 25? You want to skip the recap?
Yeah, we'll just cover important games that cause people to move.
All right. Well, I guess I'll do the top 25 then. Week 10, correct? Yeah.
Week 10.
10 weeks of college basketball. What are your thoughts through 10 weeks?
Doesn't feel like 10 weeks. That's nuts.
No, it does not feel like 10 weeks, but here we are. And the number one team remains the same. The number of votes they received did lessen. The 54, though, it would be Purdue at the number one spot. Number two, moving up a spot and flip-flopping with the previous number two team receiving 7 of the votes. Houston, and rounding out the top three is Kansas receiving the final 2 number one votes. Number 4, UConn. Number 5, Tennessee. Number 6, Kentucky. Those three teams remain the same. Moving up one spot is UNC going to number 7. Arizona up 2 spots to 8. Oklahoma up 2 spots to 9. And rounding out the top 10, down one spot, is Illinois. Marquette moves down 4 spots to number 11. And they're tied with Duke for the number 11 ranking, who moves up 3 spots. Number 13, Memphis. 14, Baylor. And up 6 spots. And rounding out the top 15, Wisconsin. Up 9 spots. Number 16, Auburn. Did they pass the eye test for me and for you yet? You'll find out later. Number 17, down 4 spots, Colorado State. Number 18, down 6 spots, BYU. 19, welcome back to the top 25, San Diego State. Welcome to the top 25. Debuting at number 20, Danny Sprinkling Company, Utah State.
Wow.
The third Mountain West team. Right? A third Mountain West team in the AP top 25. That hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
Number 21. Your school is still in it somehow. Clemson at 21. And welcome back to the top 25, Creighton. They're at number 22, right?
Wow. Yeah.
They're back in the top 25. 23, Gonzaga. 24, remarkably still in the top 25, FAU. And another team remarkably in the top 25 is none other than your Texas Longhorns. The drops, Ole Miss, I believe, is a drop.
Ole Miss, James Madison, Providence.
And Providence, correct. And the five other teams lurking, Dayton at 26, Ole Miss at 27, James Madison at 28, Cincy at 29, and a fourth Mountain West team is lurking, Nevada at 30. What are your thoughts on the top 25 plus 5?
Yeah, very interesting week of games it was indeed. A couple of these teams really had disappointing weeks. BYU, disappointing. The Rams, their loss was okay. Clemson disappointing week, lost to Miami and UNC. Texas disappointing, losing to Texas Tech. FAU losing to Charlotte. I don't know how they're still in here, to be honest. And then there's only one more undefeated team left in college basketball. That is Houston. Shout out to Houston. James Madison falls to Southern Miss. Ole Miss falls to, I forget who they lost to.
Tennessee. Remember? They got blown out by
the Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tennessee blew them out. That's right. But yeah, I mean, a lot of movement, as you can see. Shout out to Wisconsin, moving up 6. Auburn moving up 9. The Aztecs moving up. Utah State, I'm very happy. I'm very happy for this Mountain West, man. 17, 19, 20. And then you got Nevada lurking in there. Mountain West is here. And I love the Mountain West, as you know, with Colorado State. But I'm also loving Utah State and San Diego State, New Mexico, Nevada. New Mexico getting any votes in there?
Not this week.
Surprising. But New Mexico is also lurking around the top as well. So we could see a four-bid Mountain West for sure this year, which is great. They thought about this, banning it, going to other places, yada, yada, yada. The Mountain West is fine. Don't worry about the Mountain West. But, yeah, other than that, I think everything's pretty good. Kansas should have lost TCU, in my opinion. Terrible, terrible flagrant call at the end of that game. I was very disappointed for TCU. So, yeah, Kansas got lucky. I'm glad they moved down a spot, to be honest. But, yeah, other than that, surprised Seton Hall is not getting more votes. They are the team of the week for sure, beating Marquette and beating UConn. And Seton Hall, believe it or not, is undefeated, I believe, in Big East play. Sitting at – nope, they lost one game. Sitting at 3-1, though, at Big East play, tied for first. So, yeah, it'd be Providence and Marquette back-to-back games. So, surprised they're not getting more votes. But other than that, good poll.
Yeah, great poll. I think Dayton should sneak in there.
I also agree.
Their resume is very good. I mean, I saw on Twitter, I mean, they're one of three teams to have 0 quad 2 or less losses. So they haven't lost. Their two losses have only been quad 1 losses, and they're only one team or one of three teams to have 100% of their losses only as quad 1 losses. So
almost lost to UMass this weekend, though. Besides UMass almost got them, man.
Dayton is looking to be their at-large hope if they don't win the A-10 tournament. So yeah, we could see a potential bid thief in the A-10 here.
George Mason.
Yeah, or there's a lot of teams in the A-10. I mean, UMass definitely made a case for themselves
in
the A-10 game. But
St. Bonnie's, Davidson, St. Joe's even, Duquesne. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of teams.
For sure. And Utah State, let's talk about them. Debuting at 20. I mean, what a win for Danny Sprinko at home against Colorado State. And they have a tough opponent again, I think.
Who they playing? Oh, we're covering it? Oh, never mind.
I think it's Wyoming. There's a lot of Mountain West games today, but
we'll cover it, yeah.
We'll cover it. But any top performers for you?
You look. One sec.
I'll go with one. I mean, he goes to my school. It's Sharif Gross Bullock, 41 bomb against UMBC. Scored half the team's points. And, 41 is crazy. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's just a pure scorer, in my opinion. I mean, I work with him. I know him. So, I'm not surprised he dropped 41. But.
A lot of people are surprised, but.
No, a lot of people are surprised, but I'm for one.
Anybody I saw? Shout out to, I know that Florida lost this game, but Zion Pullen, the transfer from UC Davis, 23 points against Kentucky. And he was playing through battling injuries and stuff. I thought he had a great game. You know who's doing good? I want to shout out Alamir Dawes. He's been balling. I miss him at Clemson, man. Doing really good at Seton Hall. It hurts to see him go. Oh, and one other guy I want to mention. This guy is one of the reasons why Utah State is doing as good as they are. It is Mr. Great Ozabor. He had 32 points against Air Force, 20 and 14 against Colorado State. This dude's a freak. and he came out of nowhere. I didn't hear much about him last year. He played 34 games. Oh, he was at Montana State. That's probably
Yeah.
why. he didn't even start at Montana State. And then he comes over with Danny Sprinkle to Utah State, and he blossoms into a beast. 18.5 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, even 3 assists for a 6'8 big man, and also a block and a half a game. Very impressed with his statistics thus far. And as we move closer into Mountain West play, or deeper, I should say, I'm very intrigued to see what he can do, because he's definitely – he has a good case for Mountain West Player of the Year. There's a couple guys in that conversation, but I look at Great Osborne. I think he's up there alongside Isaiah Stevens and a couple guys from, obviously, Nevada and San Diego State as well, but and even New Mexico as well. So I love the Mountain West. It's so good right now.
For sure. And, like you mentioned, 4 bids is – it's very possible. Even 5 bids is very possible. Like you mentioned, the 3 ranked teams, you got New Mexico and Nevada lurking, and even Boise State has – they don't really have any bad losses this year, Boise State.
Yeah.
So 6 teams potentially making a case in March so far, and a lot of Mountain West action, especially today, a lot of Big 12 action today. So I say we just jump right into today's slate again.
I want to quickly – look at some standings in the conferences. I'd like to address that NC State, Wake Forest, and UNC are currently leading the ACC. Did you expect that? I know it's only 3 games, but did you expect that?
NC State, Wake Forest, and who?
UNC.
UNC. UNC was kind of expected this year.
Yes, I agree.
We needed a bounce back year. NC State has been pretty solid. I mean, even last year, I mean, Kevin Keats make it a break at year last year, kept his job alive, and this year he's showing why he was retained for a reason, and he's showing it why. And Wake Forest, Steve Forbes has always done a great job working the portal. I mean, any transfer that goes into Wake Forest has just blossomed. This year's Hunter Salas, I mean, so good to see him do well after two very underwhelming years at Gonzaga.
I agree. Any other things I want to look at? Oregon and Arizona State are 4-0 in Pac-12 play.
Let's talk about Arizona State. I mean, very low, very
come from
very middling expectations for them. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, they've made me a lot of money in these 4 Pac-12 games. I mean, they've been the underdogs every game, and for some reason, like I have a hunch that Arizona State, especially at home, is just gonna, you know, win. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, their 4 wins, I believe, Stanford, Colorado's one. I don't even know the other two. But Cal is the third. Cal and the fourth one. I'm trying to think who the fourth conference was. The fourth conference game was that they beat.
Oh, it was Utah.
It was Utah. So, yeah, very, very impressive stuff. Are they in the tournament picture? I don't think so. The Pac-12, besides Arizona, gives me a lot of concern.
I don't know about that. Oregon is 12-3. Oregon's looking really good. I mean, I'm sure they lost to Santa Clara and Syracuse and Bama, but they have some quality wins. I mean, they beat UCLA. They beat Washington.
UCLA is not a quality win right now. UCLA is far from a quality win.
I agree. Preseason, you'd say that was a good quality win, but I don't know. The Ducks seem to be clicking as of late. They've won
they are
5 in a row. So yeah,
They do need to get healthy, though. That is the thing. The injuries have always haunted them. And right now, from what I've seen, injuries are going to haunt them real soon. So if they're healthy, I think they will make the tournament. But it's just a matter of if they are healthy.
Agreed. All right, without further ado, let us get to the games. No ranked games yesterday, which is kind of why we are doing an episode today. So let us begin. 6:30, Big East, Seton Hall, 3-1, 10-5 in the year, looking to make a chance at the polls, taking out Georgetown, a team who has been .500. Ed Cooley, man, disappointing. Should have never left. And that's my personal thoughts, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, he should have never left. And I can't wait for him to go back
Oh, yeah.
for the Duncan. Oh, yeah. That's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be toxic, really toxic. But
absolutely.
I'm all for it. I may like, you know, try to find a ticket cheap enough to go because I just kind of want to see the atmosphere.
Oh, it's gonna be nuts.
But I'm gonna go with see it all.
Me too. See you on the road.
Yeah, and you mentioned the last undefeated team remaining is Houston. They travel to Hilton Coliseum and take on Iowa State. Hilton Magic tonight?
Ah, man. But the spread's 2.5, so clearly a lot of people are estimating that there could be some Hilton Magic. I think it will be a close game, but I do believe Houston prevails and goes 15-0.
Yeah, as do I. I think Houston goes 15-0. Hilton is a very good home court advantage, but Houston this year is very good. But their blemish will be coming soon. It is the Big 12, the best conference in college basketball so far.
Yeah.
And it's just a gauntlet. I remember you sending me a tweet about UCF getting blown out by Kansas State. And it's like, oh, don't worry, they'll bounce back. And the next five games is just all top
all ranked teams.
Yeah. That's just me. I feel like UCF is a football school. So, yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Unfortunate for them. Absolutely. 7 o'clock. We'll stay with the Big 12, then we'll go to the SEC game. We got number 25 Texas, who is dogs, by the way. They're underdogs today. Taking on Cincinnati in Cincinnati. Who do you got?
Yeah, I told you this is my big money game. I'm going with this is my special for that. My money, my play for this episode. It is Texas money line. I am hooking them horns today.
Good man. Good man. Good man. I'm taking Texas as well.
But yeah, we'll go to SEC now. Should be an easy one for number 6 Kentucky. They host Missouri in a down year for Dennis Gates. Who do you have in this one?
I got Kentucky. They looked shaky against Florida at Gainesville, but pulled out the win. I got Kentucky at home.
Yeah, but Florida did look good.
Florida looks very good.
I just remember I was texting. I was like, the over under for this is like 170.5.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it covered is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absurd. A basketball
no overtime either.
A college basketball over under should not be 170. But
that's almost an NBA one.
Yeah, that just shows how much the game has changed.
Yeah.
The contrast of styles in this sport, and it's
even this over under 160. That's nuts.
Yep.
Ah, man. Sad. But oh well. Let's see here. What else we got? These games are like cool, but like not, I don't think they're worthy of talking about. So I'm going to keep moving. And I'll cover this game. Big 12, once again, 8 o'clock. Oklahoma State went wire to wire with Baylor this weekend and lost by 5 in overtime, which was an impressive loss, but nonetheless a loss. They are now 8-6 in overall record, 0-1 in conference play. That was their first game. Taking on Texas Tech in Lubbock, who Texas Tech came out of nowhere. And they're without, I believe they're still without Mr. Pop Isaacs.
They are. They're with him. They're with him until they got a restraining order. So.
Oh, 21 days? Or wait, what?
They got him until.
Oh, it was a day after. Okay, I see. Well, anyways, he's back. But Texas Tech 12-2, very impressive. The only losses are to Villanova and Butler, two okay losses. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I've been high on Texas Tech since they hired the coaching staff. I mean, this the coaching staff is very good. I'm a big Texas Tech guy. I'm a big I forgot the coach's name. Grant McCaslin. That's his name.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite coaches. I mean, he did a wonderful
North Texas, job. Right? North Texas.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job. Always fun to watch defense on the defensive side of things, and I think they can make some noise come March. I'm taking Texas Tech.
Yeah, I am too. Oklahoma State, sure, you lost to Baylor by 5, but you're going to Lubbock, which is a tough air environment to play in. Yeah, I got the Red Raiders as well.
Yep. And next up, the number one team plays 9 o'clock on where? Peacock TV.
Oh, good Lord.
They play at Nebraska. Who you got in that one?
Peacock TV's got to stop, man. This is ridiculous. There's a NFL playoff game on Peacock. You think I'm gonna
I got a story time for that one.
I'm so, taking Purdue, but yeah, give me your story.
Let me give me the story time. So obviously, the Steelers, they're in the playoffs. Go Steelers! But the Chiefs are they got the Peacock game, right? So if the Dolphins won, then the Steelers would have to play the Chiefs and they'll be on Peacock TV. But if the Bills won, we go to Buffalo. We got the classic Sunday 1 o'clock game, you know? So who was I rooting for? Obviously, I don't want to see my Steelers on Peacock TV. So, yeah, I'm glad the Bills won. So now get to watch it on the standard
CBS. What a great story.
Yeah, CBS 1 o'clock. Because why would I pay $3 a month for Peacock TV? I mean,
yeah, I'd be doing other things to watch that game.
Yeah. Street.
Won't mention it. Who you have?
I got Purdue.
All right. 9 o'clock ACC. Number 11 Duke going to Pittsburgh. Take on Pitt. Pitt is 10-5. Pitt's not the Pitt we thought they were. Oh, Pitt looks really good last year in March Madness. Not great so far. 1-3 in ACC play. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they're not looking too good, but I'll take Duke here.
I'm taking Duke as well.
And next up, a top 25 matchup. We got number 14 Baylor hosting number 18 BYU. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, welcome to the Big 12 BYU. I think they're going to get blown out. I got Baylor by a lot.
Really?
Yeah, BYU lost to Cincy by 11 at home. They're going to Waco. They think they can take down Baylor. I think BYU is fraudulent. I got Baylor big.
Yeah, I do think BYU is a little overhyped now. The hype train has died down for them. Give me Baylor.
SEC, 9 o'clock. There's a lot of great games on today. Number 16, Auburn, hosts Texas A&M. 7.5 is the line, which is very interesting. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Texas A&M is coming off a blowout loss to LSU.
What's going on with A&M, man?
Yeah, I know. This is a team I was excited to watch this year, but obviously tough non-conference schedule. And now has the SEC gauntlet to go through. But give me Auburn in a very close one.
Yeah. I mean, A&M's losses aren't terrible. FAU, which now is an okay loss, it's not great. Houston by 4 is a great loss. Memphis by 6 is a pretty good loss. Virginia by 12, not that good. Then LSU also not that great. I do believe A&M keeps it close as well, but I will be taking Auburn, who is finally back to where we thought they would be, or where they were. Excuse me. 2018, was that the year that they made it to the Final Four? 2019? I don't know. Back to the glory days of Auburn.
2018. Yeah.
Shout out to Chumo Kiki.
And next up, we got your Colorado Rams, Colorado State Rams.
Yeah, please respect them. Thanks. Yeah.
They travel to Boise, Idaho and take on Boise State.
Yikers.
Spread is 1.5 in favor of Colorado State. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, it's a tough game, especially in Boise. Boise's another team that could be a bid thief come March. I'm going to take the Rams, but I'm not too confident on this one.
I'm going to take Boise State.
Fair enough. Number 20, Utah State hosts Wyoming, a team who could make some noise maybe, but not too big of a threat in the Mountain West. It's heavily loaded. Your thoughts?
Now, Wyoming, like I mentioned last episode, it's kind of sad to see the downfall within the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, their team's pretty middle of the pack in the Mountain West. I mean, they're definitely bottom half just because the top half of the Mountain West is stacked. Yeah, give me Utah State here.
Yeah, spread's 15.5. I think Utah State covers that.
I would disagree with that, actually.
All right, word.
Next up, we need a point count for this one. We got number 22 Creighton and DePaul.
Poor DePaul. 3-11. I got Creighton. I got Creighton by 28.
Good number. I'll agree with that one.
Thank you. Final game of today, number 19, San Diego State goes to San Jose State. Your thoughts? Number 19. Did I already say number 19? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Give me San Diego State.
Who?
San Diego State.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, I have them too, but I believe San Jose State keeps it somewhat close. I got a weird feeling. I like San Jose State, so maybe that's why.
Yep, and we go to Wednesday. If my computer, would you like to do the honors?
As well.
Well, I'll do the honors, I guess. But, yeah, we'll go to Big East play at 6:30. We got St. John's hosting Providence. I don't know if we've done this breaking news yet, but we probably did. Oh, right?
I don't know. I don't think we I think we did, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we did on our Twitter and social medias, but not on an episode. So if you want to hear up-to-date news, then you can, in our opinions, you could go to our social media. All our opinions are our own. But yes, St. John's host Providence. Who you got in that one?
St. John's.
Yeah, me too.
St. John's is sneaky good. They're back. I mean, they started off the season slow, but looking at Big East play, they're back and they're here to win. They're tied for first right now at 3-1. Yeah, they look legit. And if they keep rolling, I'd watch out come March with this Patino team.
Yeah, I agree.
7 o'clock. We just talked about UCF and one of these Big 12 opponents they have up next. It's number 3 Kansas. Luckily for them, it is at home, but it's number 3 Kansas. What are your thoughts?
No chance for UCF. I'm going Kansas by 26.
Jeez, that's harsh. I got Kansas by 15.
And next up, we go back to the SEC. We get Mississippi State hosting number 5 Tennessee. Who do you have in that one?
Give me Tennessee. I do think Mississippi State keeps it close. That team's very up and down. I got Tennessee. I got them by 10 or so.
I'm gonna go Tennessee by 4.
Oh, interesting. I don't hate it, honestly. Next up, ACC number 7. Oh, excuse me, not number 7. I wish they were number 7. Where did I see number 7? I don't know. Number 21, Clemson. Oh, because it's 7 o'clock. Excuse me. Number 21, Clemson. Going to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech, who is 9-5. I miss the old Virginia Tech, man. This team hasn't been great since COVID, I'd say. But they have, like, some of the same guys still playing. I don't know. Virginia Tech's weird. But anyways, they go to Blacksburg. Clemson does. What do you got?
I think Clemson here.
I also do. Thank you.
And next up, we go with 2 undefeated ACC teams in ACC play. Sorry. NC State, number 7, UNC. This game's in Raleigh. Who do you have in this one?
Games in Raleigh. That makes it interesting. I'm taking NC State. I think they're going to upset them.
I agree with that. I'm taking NC State as well.
I got a weird feeling. That should be a great game, though. It's on ESPN, thankfully, so like I'm going to be watching that tomorrow. We go to 8, or we stay at 8. Number 13, Memphis, 13-2, looking really good right now in the American, without Houston, obviously. Take on UTSA, a new team to the American. So that should be a blowout. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it will be a blowout, but, yeah, shout out Javon Quinierly.
He should definitely be the week.
2 game winners, one against SMU and the other against, help me out here.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think it was Tulsa.
Tulsa, correct. Good job. Yeah, definitely player of the week for us. But, yeah, give me Memphis by 35.
I got Memphis by 22.
And next up, we'll go to the Missouri Valley. We'll go Drake hosting Indiana State. Who do you have in that one?
Great game. Drake, what a really tough loss to Belmont by 30. That was very interesting. Belmont showing they're here still. It was not 30, it was 22. But anyways, Malik Dia, shout out to him, man. 32 points for Belmont. The transfer from, I forget where he was from.
Vanderbilt.
That's right, Vanderbilt. Put on a show at Belmont. Belmont's back, man. And this mount, this MVC is very good. I'm going to take Indiana State. I think they're the best team in the MVC, but I'll not be surprised if Drake won this at home.
Yeah, Indiana State definitely has a higher ceiling, but give me Drake at home.
Fair enough. Number four, UConn, traveling to Cincinnati to take on Xavier, who was 7-7. Terrible year so far for Xavier. Can they get a win somehow against UConn?
I don't think against UConn.
I don't either. I got UConn.
Next up, Ohio State hosting number 15, Wisconsin. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, sneaky tough game for Wisconsin. I hope they win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lose this one. I'm going to take Wisconsin anyways, but we'll see.
Yep, Big Ten home game, so I'm taking the home team in Ohio State.
Fair enough. Number nine, Oklahoma at 9 o'clock takes on TCU on the road. Should be an interesting game. TCU get some sweet revenge and take down Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think TCU does pull this one off, and TCU is definitely a tournament team as of now. They just got to win at least seven Big Ten, Big 12 games. I think 7 or 8 is the number for them to earn a bid.
Definitely agree with you. I think they get it done tomorrow. I think they do at home.
Next up, number 11, Marquette hosting Butler. Who do you have in that one?
I got Marquette bouncing back, but Tyler Kolek, man, talking about trash to lose to Seton Hall. Not cool, man. Very not cool. I got Marquette still.
Yeah, I'm taking Marquette as well.
Let's see. Florida, Ole Miss. Should be an interesting game in Ole Miss. Your thoughts?
Give me Florida. They look good against Kentucky, and they've
Yeah.
actually looked pretty solid throughout this season so far. I think they get in the tournament. I think they could definitely be one of those teams that just peaks at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm very impressed with Florida, even though they lost to Kentucky, but I have Florida as well.
Yep, and we now go to Thursday, where there is not a lot of good games, but we will go to
Seven.
What's that, 7? Oh, I see the rankings.
Jeez.
My fault. We'll go to Tulane hosting number 24 FAU. Who do you have in that one?
I got Tulane winning this game.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, FAU is just so fraudulent. The
weird,
reason
weird.
The reason they're in the top 25 is solely based on
That's
the fact
last
they
year.
Beat Arizona.
And last year.
Yeah, but that Arizona, I understand that win against Arizona does carry a lot of weight.
Yes.
Like the losses that they have had so far, just
terrible.
Unacceptable.
I agree. I got Tulane, hopefully, to put this away.
Yep, the king of zones.
King of Zones. Miss him. Miss him. I miss him at FGCU. Wait, he was at, yeah.
No, he was at a.
Oh, gosh. Where was he?
Georgia
No.
State. Come on.
Where?
Georgia State.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Ron Hunter. Ron Hunter.
That's a bad one. Yeah, that's a bad one.
RJ Hunter.
I know. Oh, that's a bad one.
Celtics legend, RJ Hunter.
That's a bad one. I know. Geez, there's not many games here.
Yeah, going to 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Number 10, Illinois hosting Michigan State. Illinois. Yeah, they lost to Purdue, but they definitely held their own without Terrence Shannon Jr. So very impressed. Sparty's 9-6. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, they do have Terrence Shannon Jr. back. He did get a temporary restraining order, so he will be back for a couple weeks. So give me Illinois here.
Give me Illinois as well.
And we'll go to – this team should not be ranked either. I mean, number 23, Gonzaga. We talked about Texas. We've talked about FAU. We have to include the 23rd team as well, Gonzaga. Their resume is awful. And every bracketology has them as a double-digit seed, which is – we never see them be a double-digit seed or even projected to be. So – right here, they're hanging on by a thread. One loss, especially to a team they're playing in Santa Clara, they could be completely out of the picture. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I think they win, but I think it'll be a very close game. And even if they do keep it a very close game, I could still see them getting pulled out of the top 25. So I think they'll win close. I wouldn't really know. I don't know if they'll even have a number next to their name if they have any close game this upcoming week.
Give me Santa Clara. I'm taking Santa Clara here. I mean, this is a team where They have their highs, they have their lows, and they have a great coaching staff. And I think Gonzaga's gonna be hanging on for dear life after they lose to Santa Clara.
Agreed. And last game of Thursday, we'll cover Friday's episode. Friday and weekend of Friday is Arizona State, the team we talked about, red hot, taking on Washington on the road. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, Washington on the road is super hard. And they have a very good squad. It's just 9-6 is kind of underwhelming, yeah, in my opinion. Yes. Very underwhelming, especially with the transfers they got in, the NIL money they got. And, yeah, give me Arizona State remaining undefeated in Pac-12 play.
I'm taking Washington. Weird feeling, but they're definitely underperforming, I agree. But we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But anyways, that is all we got for the episode. Great slate of games, especially tonight and tomorrow. I'm very impressed with those two games. So definitely tune in if you're a college basketball lover with nothing else to watch, because there's not really much besides NBA and hockey. And then obviously playoff NFL this weekend. That's a weekend problem. So anyways, you got any closing thoughts?
Yeah, congrats to Michigan for winning in college football playoff.
Yeah, very good stuff. Shout out to Michigan. They don't play till Thursday, though, and their basketball team's not doing too hot. But anyways, that is all we got for today's episode. We'll be back on Friday. But thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.